سبيل الدموع سبيل مريح، تنهد يا صاحي كي تستريح، وبث الدعاء الخفي الصريح، يسعك الفضاء الرحيم الفسيح.
Hashtag Yemen Crisis. We are now a week into the second year of the Saudi-led coalition's rather indecisive storm operation. In a mere 12 months, Yemen has seen enough destruction and turmoil to set it back decades and mark it for generations to come. The numbers alone are harrowing, with more than 8,100 people dead, 35,000 injured, and 2.5 million displaced. Yemen is one of the biggest man-made humanitarian catastrophes of the century, yet the response to it has been a purposefully forgotten war. However, amidst all the tears, blood and destruction, there are heroes, people who have dedicated their lives to helping other Yemenis and relieve the suffering of their fellow civilians. They are the ones wearing white helmets. Let's look at Abu Tar al-Janadi, where in 2011 at the Yemen International Hospital in Taiz. At the time, he was at the forefront of the protests against the then-president Ali Abdullah Saleh. One of Yemen's leading heart surgeons, al-Janadi had studied in Russia and worked abroad, but when the uprising against Saleh began, he felt compelled to return and support the movement for change. Now in 2011-2012, during the national dialogue when the new constitution was being drafted, al-Janadi left for Turkey to resume his professional career. Quoted as saying, "My work was done, the revolution had succeeded, and we were building a new future for Yemen, so it was time for me to go and gain more skills," end quote. Little did he know that months later, he would be desperately needed again by his country. Over a year ago, a Saudi-led coalition of 10 countries launched a military campaign in support of the Yemeni government against Houthi militias who had taken over the state's institutions and kept the president hostage in his own home. What was meant to be a quick, decisive war, however, has now lasted well over a year. With both sides in the conflict facing war crimes accusations, al-Janadi returned to Yemen right away. He went back to his hometown of Taiz, which had become the brunt of the devastation, including not only a blockade imposed on the country by the Saudi-led coalition, but another by Houthi militias on the city itself. This past year, the city has faced both a relentless aerial bombing campaign by the coalition, but ground shelling and sniper fire too by the Houthis, who are battling the popular resistance. Al-Janadi was initially based at the Yemen International Hospital until it was forcibly shut down, having been directly targeted by airstrikes. Of the city's 40 hospitals, 37 are no longer operational, as well as 95% of all private health facilities, which were responsible for three-quarters of healthcare provision in the community. After the closure of the international hospital, al-Janadi knew that it was urgent for him to move his work elsewhere. He decided, with a group of fellow doctors, to reopen the al-Jumhuri Hospital, which had closed but still had functioning machines, located within striking distance of the front line. The hospital receives patients of all affiliations and backgrounds, quoted as saying, "We treat everyone. It is not for me to be political. I am a doctor," end quote. Now, not only does the team often operate under fire, but it does so largely without the most basic of hospital supplies. There are no oxygen cylinders, no water, and for the past year, no electricity. Improvisation has become essential, with many of the patients have had to endure undergoing critical surgery without the benefit of any anesthetics. Now, what the world doesn't want anyone to know: efforts to ensure official accountability have continuously been stalled. In September last year, Dutch resolution that instructed the UN's human rights chief to send experts to investigate war crimes committed by both sides in Yemen was blocked. Now, in the absence of an independent UN effort, global NGOs such as Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, as well as local organizations such as Mwatana, have carried out investigations and research into reported violations of international humanitarian law. Now, in late November last year, HRW, or Human Rights Watch, released a report featuring first-hand interviews with victims, witnesses and medical staff. HRW's investigators also visited sites that were hit by airstrikes, including residential homes, city center markets, a factory and a civilian prison. In all of these cases, HRW either found no evidence of a military target or concluded that the attack had failed to distinguish between civilian and military targets. So as media, we believe to inform the world, even if no one wants to listen. Now, while editors and the world's largest media agencies have been busy with other conflicts, Yemen's crisis has sadly been the forgotten war. However, there have been a handful of journalists who have been tirelessly working to get the country and its people in the headlines. A personal favourite is the work of Iona Craig, who has put her life at risk on numerous occasions, travelling across the country to seek out and tell the stories of the people of Yemen. Others on the ground have resorted to social media to keep the world informed, as Yemeni political analyst Hisham Al-Umaisi's Twitter account has been the go-to source for the latest updates on Yemen. For Al-Umaisi, the last 12 months have been about survival, protecting his children and keeping the world informed about the daily realities that his fellow Yemenis are living through. As he puts it, quoted as saying, "To many of you, Yemen is some distant and remote land where war is least of your concern. To us, it's a nightmare. But where you would once in a blue moon wake up from a nightmare, we wake up into one that is our reality and go to sleep to forget every single day for the past year." So are there any prospects for peace? These talks are not mere a political theatre, but an attempt to save a nation they have spent their lives fighting for. As a human, I am concerned about what the Yemen of tomorrow will look like, given that reality and the complete erosion of law, so much damage has been done that it will take generations to mend its effects. I am Mohammed Amin and I care about Yemen, reporting for Radio Islam News. صاحي كي تستريح وبث الدعاء الخفي